Pentecost, the day the early church was born. The day the disciples found confidence in the gospel. And the day the Holy Spirit became available to all. The Holy Spirit existed before the day of Pentecost, as we can see from our Old Testament readings tonight. It was an active force of God in the world. However, it was only the few rather than the many who became enthused by its presence. Numbers, the book, tells the story of the Israelites during the 40 years they spent in the wilderness, from the time they left Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments until they reached Moab on the edge of Canaan, the Promised Land. And it tends to be a book that we don't read very often. It is an account of a people who were often discouraged and frightened and who rebelled against God and against Moses, who had been appointed to lead them. And it is the story of God's persistent care for his people in spite of their weakness and their disobedience. And the book opens just as the Israelites had left Mount Sinai, and Moses was already facing dissension and unrest. And he decided to appoint 70 leaders to help manage the loosely knit tribes that Moses was herding, a bit like cats really at times, poor man, towards the Promised Land. Moses had already met God's Spirit in the clouds on Mount Sinai, which had been such a powerful experience for him that it had to cover his face when he met his people when he returned. In the story read today, God came down in a cloud again, and the 70 chosen received his Spirit. The power of this Spirit, which caused the 70 to shout out a prophecy, daunted some of those who witnessed it, and they complained to Moses. But Moses answered that he wished God would give his Spirit to all his people. But that doesn't seem to happen until Jesus promised his followers a comforter. We first meet the Spirit in Genesis 1, when the Spirit of the Lord moved over the deep and creation as we know it began. So from the outset, the Spirit of God was the moving force of God's command. Let there be light, God commanded, water, earth, plants, animals, and humans. Since then, our understanding of creation has been continually unfolding, and creation itself has not stood still. We are now beginning to understand the evolution of planets, stars, species, and human consciousness. I actually don't understand the conflict between science and religion. God's creation through his Spirit has never stopped evolving since the beginning of time. Creation, moved by the Spirit, is still unfolding, and we are part of it. Throughout the Old Testament, the Spirit tends to pop up, as it's done in our story today. The Spirit's work is seen through his agents, individuals like Abraham, Noah, Moses, and David. Their response to the Spirit is what brings about change in their communities. And the prophets also had a strong sense of God's Spirit. Ezekiel's visions were powered by God's Spirit, and they were full of healing, hope, and a new earth, from the valley of dry bones and the vision of a new Israel. And both Jeremiah and Isaiah and Joel in our reading today refer to the Spirit in their writings as the one that drives their communities onto a greater understanding of what God is all about: salvation, mercy, and forgiveness. But it's not until Jesus' teaching that the unnameable of the Old Testament, the I am that I am, comes to lodge in our hearts, or that we become aware that it is there. Jesus taught that God is within us in the form of the Holy Spirit. It could be called implanted hope, and I find that a wonderful concept. When we acknowledge the Holy Spirit within us, he starts to work within us, just as he did in the disciples in our Acts reading. Once the Holy Spirit was at work within them, the disciples understood clearly and were able to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and no matter what trials and tribulations they faced, the power and the hope of the Holy Spirit within them never waned. They turned from almost a wooden Pinocchio character into real people, fulfilled in every sense. When God the Holy Spirit is missing from our lives, there's no momentum, no creation, no evolving. However, when the Holy Spirit is alive within us, then real joy settles in our hearts. And despite any setbacks, we will grow in the Lord, and we will understand clearly and be able to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus, no matter what trials and tribulations we might face. Amen.
Amen. Amen.